And it is what it is. We'll get that squared away. We are live.
All right, no intro this week, right? All right, everybody, welcome back to the fifth down. I'm the captain.
I am
He's Tootsie.
Tootsie.
He doesn't feel like talking too much tonight. Week four in the books. As you can tell by the title, we're going to be talking about injuries, backups, and broken things. So let's go ahead, Tootsie. Give him the rundown.
All right, guys. So another week of the 2022 season going about as you expect. Bengals take over the Dolphins 27-15. Really ugly injury to Tua in this one, which is probably the whole reason for that. Sunday morning, we all got up early to watch the Saints lose to the Vikings 25-28 on a double doink 61-yard field goal.
We're going to talk about that a little more.
From Will Lutz. Yeah, we'll get into that later. Falcons surprised the Browns. Maybe not. I don't know. 23-20.
Yes. Cowboys. Anytime the Falcons win, it's a surprise.
Cowboys shut down the Commanders 25-10. We are seeing what we probably should have been seeing. Seahawks in a surprising run of the table here, going 48-45 over the Lions. One of the highest scoring affairs in recent memory. Titans over the Colts, who were looking not what they thought they were, 24-17. Giants 20 over the Bears, 12. Some injuries there with Saquon Barkley playing quarterback. Eagles over the Jaguars, 29-21 in the pouring down monsoon that was there. Jets beat the Steelers 24-20. Bills over the Ravens, 23-20. That was a thriller. Chargers over the Texans, 34-24. Cardinals beat the Panthers, 26-16. Really good story with J.J. Watt there. Packers over the Patriots, 27-24. Raiders, 32 over the Broncos, 23 to get their first win of the season. Chiefs outplay the Bucks big time, 41-31, and it was not that close. 49ers just had the Rams number. I don't know what it is, but they just do 24-9 on really what became a snoozer on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it did, very much so. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about some backups, some injuries, and some broken things, right? So Tua, you know, that's the biggest injury of the week we can talk about. You got to see him play again just 4 days after receiving that concussion the first time. That was a surprising back injury, but not a concussion. In retaliation to that, the NFLPA did fire the independent doctor that was on site that passed Tua through the concussion protocols on a Sunday before, where he came in and received a major concussion again on this Thursday night game. You know, you got to see him do the whole, you know, he was throwing up gang signs after he got hit. And that's never a good thing with a head injury. But the Bengals came back and won that game 27-15. Joe Burrow had his typical Joe Burrow kind of day, right? He was 20 for 31, 287 yards up to two touchdowns. Joe Mixon got a little bit gone on the ground, 24 carries for 61 yards. Not a great average, but did put it into the end zone. T. Higgins and looks like Hayden Hurst were on the receiving end of those touchdowns. T. Higgins went 7 receptions for 124 yards, 1 touchdown. So if you played fantasy and you did it, T. Higgins was your poor man, Ja'Marr Chase. You know, you were able to pick him up in later rounds. You know, if you drafted later, right before the season started, a lot of people picked up on that. So they went ahead and they grabbed T. Higgins a little earlier than what you saw in the normal ADP. So, you know, Bengals are starting to get things together. They're starting to do the right things. Wins are going to come for this team. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, Miami's offensive line still is the big question mark for them, but Miami,
Yeah, I think Miami might be done with the little run of being, you know, perfect, having finally lost the game. But with Teddy Bridgewater as your starting quarterback, you know, we've seen it before. He's a perfect game manager. He's never going to do that thing to get you the win, right? So if you're playing from behind, Teddy Bridgewater is not the guy you want there.
Yeah. It's just – it sucks to see when those kind of injuries happen. And, I mean – you know, he's it looks like it's, you know, everything was fully moving, all that good stuff. So you guys can look it up, but it was just not something to go through.
Yeah, let's do another injury.
It's been some, yeah, go call them out. Let's go.
Like I said, I don't really want to talk about the whole Tua thing. We did that last week. We don't need to rehash that again. You know, nope. I think the Dolphins are in major trouble coming down the line for this. But, you know, we don't need to harp on that over and over again. The Patriots and the Packers, another injury game, right?
Yes.
So the Packers had to take this game into overtime to actually win this game. The Patriots played their third quarterback, their like fifth or sixth round draft pick, Billy Zappi, after Brian Hoyer went down in like the first quarter. You know, he was, yeah. Brian Hoyer was 5 for 6 for 37 yards. And then Zappi came in, not a great showing, but he held it together. He was 10 for 15 for 99 yards with one touchdown. So he got his, you know, he got his first touchdown in. Damian Harris came in 18 for 86 yards, 4.8 average with a touchdown. You know, so it's like.
Yeah, but let's talk about what they, I mean, the defense really did it for New England, right? They got a defensive score, 3 QB hits, 1 sack. But I mean, just tons of work from the defense on this one. You know.
Yeah, you didn't see that average Aaron Rodgers game out of this either, right? I mean, he was having trouble. The Patriots defense really came in and gave him. Heartache, and I saw something in Aaron Rodgers that you didn't really see a lot of. Normally, this is around the time when he's like, "Hey guys, don't worry about it, we're okay." I mean, they're 3-1, so he doesn't really have to say that yet. But
it's an ugly 3-1.
It's been close games, you know. It hasn't been blowouts like you used to see from the Packers. No. So basically, what I'm getting at and what I'm seeing is I just don't see the heart in Aaron Rodgers this year. You know, he still didn't get that first round receiver pick. You know, he lost Devontae Adams. It doesn't look like he wants to be there all that much, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's relying on Randall Cobb and a rookie, you know, and he really, this game was kind of, if you've been on the Alan Lazard, Romeo Doubs train, this was a pretty good game for you.
Yeah. But I mean,
picking that chemistry up, but it's going to take time.
Yeah, I said this at the beginning of the season that I don't think Aaron Rodgers' heart is there. And he's kind of looking at it and kind of showing us that a little bit, you know. And all right, another injury game. Which one did we say? That was, I'm sorry, I forgot. Giants-Bears, right? That was another good one. Played in some weather, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
that was nasty. That and the Philly-Jacksonville game were just torrential downpours.
Yeah, so you saw that game going down. You saw Chicago for what it is. You know, you see another Justin Fields show, 11 for 22, 174 yards. They're just not doing it, right? It was just 4 field goals to make this thing happen. And, you know, we talked about the Giants with the injuries. Daniel Jones went down for a little bit. Tyrod Taylor came in. He went down. And then they brought in Saquon Barkley as a backup quarterback. You know, took a few snaps towards the end of the game. Daniel Jones did return, so he's probably going to play again this week coming up. I don't know if that's a good thing. Maybe Saquon just needs to take all the snaps. You know, the Giants, I mean, surprisingly, everyone 3-1 at this point. They did have some easy games, so it's not really out of the realm of possibilities. But they're right up there in the NFC East. You know, right up there with the Cowboys at 3-1, the Giants at 3-1. You know,
I don't trust the Giants team, but yeah.
I don't trust Cowboys or Philly. I don't know what's going on in the league this year. It just seems a little bit crazy to have the teams where they're at to where we're normally used to seeing them. You know, maybe they're turning the tables, maybe they're coming around. You know, maybe you get to see a little more out of them. I don't know. This season so far has just been very hard to pick, you know, going in from week to week, to who's going to win what and who's going to do what.
It's just parody. Just weird. It's really good parody, but it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, the games are not the way you feel. Another game, not injury, but kind of a back from the, you know, injury was Cardinals over the Panthers, 26-16.
Yes.
The game itself was it was actually pretty close all the way to the fourth quarter, and then the Cardinals just really were able to run away with it.
I mean, it was almost a heart attack game. Is it too early to make the joke? Because I mean, he's alive
and he's fine. JJ Watt was having some heart issues earlier in the week, and what they did was they went in and they actually had to stop his heart and then restart it to get, because he was having like an arrhythm, it was beating irregularly.
Yeah, he was an AFib, so he has an irregular beat. Yeah.
Yeah, so they stopped his heart and then just basically it's like rebooting the system, just reset it.
Turned him off and turned it back on again.
That's so terrible. But I mean, like, it's a scary thing, right? Here's your heart not beating right. And I mean,
CPR is just like old Nintendo. You blow in the cartridge to get it gone. It's the same thing.
After the game, it was pretty emotional. It was an emotional speech, you know, just a lot of stuff going through his head at that point.
I really feel like he needs to retire. Like, I love J.J. Watt. I mean, dude's a stand-up character.
Yeah.
He does the right things in the media. You know, he's out there. He puts a good face forward. But the dude's injured all the time. And, you know, now he's playing with irregular heartbeats. You know, he's getting defibbed, you know, in the middle of the week to come out and play on Sunday. J.J., dude, just stop. We don't want you to die on the field. We want you to go and enjoy it. You said yourself your daughter's being born. Trust me, that changes your life, and you need to get out there and you need to be there for your kids, man. Like, football's not that important, and you've made your money. So, I mean, your kids are set for a while. So there's no sense in coming out every week and putting yourself in danger like this.
And I mean, the guy's he's a stand-up guy. He's one of the best ambassadors for the league. You know, he does tremendous work outside, you know, whether it's the hurricane relief or just being like a good – you know, steward of the game and just saying, look, you know, here we are, you know, a couple of years, last year with Houston is like, no, this is it. We go out, we play every week. Like, you don't go out there. You don't go out there to tank. You go out there and you play. And that's what we do. You know, just those kind of moments. He's had a lot of those in his career and just a great leader on and off the field. So it's always rough to see that, you know, wishing the best for him and his family. But, you know, it's going to be the question, right? Is he hanging it up after this year? Which, you know, he may not.
I hope he does. I mean, I don't want to see anybody die on the field, you know, and if he's going through this now, it can always come back, you know, and I know he's being cleared by doctors and stuff, but I mean, it's just too much right now. And let's talk about one more injury game before we get into the Saints. I'm going to put up injury. We're going to talk about the Seahawks and the Lions. You know, this actually turned out to probably be the best game of the week. A lot of action, you know, back and forth scoring. You know, you saw the Lions put up 22 points in the fourth quarter to actually make this a game, and they came just that close off of an onside kick to, you know, not winning. But what I wanted to talk about probably gets the dumb stupid head award for the week is DK Metcalf jumping on a cart to make a run to the bathroom, you know. Scared everybody who has him in fantasy because he was actually having a pretty decent week. Seven receptions for 149 yards. People love that. But, dude had to poo. And he got in a cart and took it down the line to make it happen. So
it's like when you know you're not going to make it in time, get on the cart.
He said there was no way that the walk was going to happen. He just wasn't going to make it. So, I mean, he jumped on a cart. You know, even the commentators were talking about it. Like, oh no, what happened to DK? We didn't see an injury happen, and they're going through film to figure out what's going on, and it comes out later that he was just had to drop a deuce. So, you know, congratulations, DK. You scared everybody. You scared the out of everybody. So, including himself. So, there you go. That's it from that game, except it being, you know, I mean, honestly, one more thing. I'm sorry. Geno Smith. Dude's having a year, right?
Mm-hmm. Renaissance, I mean, of sorts.
Yeah, I mean, look, everybody thought the Seahawks were going to be bottom of the league at this point with Geno Smith as your quarterback, or Drew Locke. But I mean, they're two, the right one.
Yeah, they're 2-2. They're still, you know,
I see
that whole division is 2-2.
Yeah.
So it's still open, and it's crazy, right? It's
Yeah, because the Seahawks are supposed to be at the bottom. I saw a stat today that said that Geno Smith can throw his next 30 passes into the ground and still come out with a higher QBR than Russell Wilson.
damn.
So maybe Seattle knew what they were doing, right?
Well, look, he's
Maybe
got
Russell's done.
four games in. He's got over 1,000 yards, six touchdowns to two interceptions, and a 72.4 QBR, which is good
Yeah,
for fifth in the league.
dude's playing a game. I mean, he's doing it. You know,
I mean,
he's
he is a
like you
top
said
10 quarterback.
at this point in time. Yeah. So how long is that going to last? We don't know. Will it be a whole season? Will it be the rest of his career? You know, maybe this is what he needed. Maybe he needed to start in New York and go through all the trials and tribulations he got to get here, to humble him up, to make him learn the game, to make him sit behind other quarterbacks to learn and do what he had to do. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the start of his career. You know, the real start of his career. We don't know yet. It's a little early to say that, but whatever happens, happens. But I mean, I just wanted to give a little props out to Geno Smith this week.
Yep. Great job, Gino. Looking good.
And the last game to talk about is the most heartbreaking to me. Saints and Vikings, right? Over in New England. I mean, over in England. They actually gave it a pretty decent game. Took us a while to get there, right? Final score 28-25. Kirk Cousins had 25 of 38, 273 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Justin Jefferson proving why Justin Jefferson is Justin Jefferson. Not being held in check. 10 receptions for 147 yards. He did not get in the end zone, but he did on a rushing play, not on a receiving play.
Yep.
One rush for 3 yards, put him in, and then Alexander Madison, one reception for 15 yards and one touchdown. That's the definition of efficiency, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Dalvin Cook fantasy person, that touchdown just pissed you off.
Yes,
It's just
it
like
did.
I hate when that happens, when it's like the running back gets you like all the way there on a drive. And then you
Yeah,
throw to the backup.
but the Saints kept their rushing attack in check. I mean, Dalvin Cook had 20 carries for 76 yards. It didn't break 100. Combined, they didn't get 100. You know, it was just they got us with some trickery. They got us with, you know, a fake punt,
Fake
you
punt.
know,
But
for
honestly, it
13
was that.
yards.
Look, let's talk about what really the problem was. It's the freaking penalties and the turnovers, okay? We were minus
Okay.
two, and we were minus two in the turnover battle, which. You know,
Minus one.
were we minus one or minus two?
Minus one, because we had one. We
Oh yeah,
got one, we gave up two.
we had one pick, yeah.
Yeah.
Still negative in the turnover battle, you lose by three.
Yeah, we're
You
worse
know,
in the league
that's
in turnovers, by the way.
and look, we gave them on I forget what drive it was, but we gave
Okay,
them
you're going to
the
bring up
whole drive.
penalties right now, and that's a very sore subject right now, because the NFL is back to their old games. And I'm not saying that because these penalties were called that this is the reason the Saints lost. Okay, I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is the Saints need to be better and put themselves into a position to where three really shitty calls do not turn the tides of this game. Okay, that last drive that the Vikings scored their touchdown on, their last touchdown,
That was just ugly.
held together by a phantom hands to the face by Tyrann Mathieu. He didn't even come close to the dude's face, hit him in the
No.
shoulder in your legal 5 yard bump area. You know, he played that perfectly. You can't ask for better than that. And they give him that. And then you go down the field and you have this whole, I think it was Adam Thielen. Lattimore, you know, hand checking and fighting down the field. Thielen actually pulls Lattimore by the face mask, and Lattimore gets hit for the pass interference call. I think that was like 40 yards down the field. So right there, you can take those penalty yards off and the 10 yards for the hands to the face. So, you know, that can be erased from the penalty zone. Another bad no call happened on the Saints' last drive, which went down for a 60. That's where it put us into position for the 61-yard field goal to tie it up. Was Dalton throwing down the field to Chris Olave, you know, dude's holding his hand, holding his arm down. We get no call. So I don't know what it is about the Saints with no calls or the Saints with phantom calls and all this stuff like that.
In those close games, it's always in the close games too.
I'm not saying that's the excuse on why we lost. You know, the turnover. You know,
but I mean, there's aspects of the game that have to break your way, right? And one of the ways it can break your way is the calls.
Yeah, it's hard to sit back and watch. You know, looking at a team that should be 4-0 at this point. Bad offensive play, bad calls. Put us in position in the Tampa game to lose that. That put a lot on Jameis's back, broken back, to make plays that he just wasn't capable to do. But once again, you get into the Carolina game. We didn't even talk about it last week. That's how pissed off we were. But you get into the Carolina game and you have a lot of the same shit. You know, pre-snap penalties, pass interference calls, just things, just extending plays, extending drives, not getting off the field on third down. And if you start committing those penalties at a high rate, then they start calling them even more at a higher rate because they're automatically going to assume you're going to do that. And I don't know if that's what happened in this game with the Vikings, that we were so put out that we're going to cause these penalties that they were just ready to call them. I don't know. Or maybe the check just cleared and they, you know, Vegas called them up and said the Saints need to cover the 3.5.
The more I watch stuff like that, the more it makes me question. Like, you know what?
Yeah, we've been through this last year over and over again. Last season, we talked about it over and over again. So I don't want it to be a point for us this season just to harp on this, right? But I mean, let's talk about some good things that happened, right? So. Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Great.
You know,
doing great as a backup. You know, you can't. Is he going to be the guy?
I say, do we have a QB controversy? Does he take over for James?
No. I don't think so.
I say we give it another week.
I think he plays until James is 100% healthy. We're not going to put James back in, not 100%.
So maybe we don't give it another week. You know, let dude's back heal a little bit, let his ankle heal a little bit. You know, I don't see why.
Yeah.
You know, you got Will Lutz. He was 1-2 on kicks, but both of those kicks were 60 yards. So do you really expect him to make both of them? When they lined up, I looked at my wife and I said, he's going to miss this one. Because you don't make 2 60-yard field goals in one game. You know, you just don't do that.
And I mean, Will Lutz not having a year off, then maybe I would say yes. But he's just been a little, just a little bit off compared to what he usually is. And that showed right there on that last field goal. And look, to double doink, oh.
Yeah, I mean, that ball 6 inches to the right.
Not even six, like two.
You know. We're talking overtime. And we might be talking about a different outcome in this game. But I did see a lot of what I like out of this team. They did fight back to win this game. They didn't let it get away from them. And I think that's the difference between Andy Dalton and Jameis Winston at this point. I think if Jameis Winston is fighting to put us back into this game, he might throw the untimely interception that keeps us from – and as doing possible. It, you know. But yeah, I don't have a lot more to say about this game. I mean, it's just
it just again with the penalties, the turnovers,
the injuries,
I mean,
the injuries and broken things. This is what the Saints are. We're injured and we're broken. So I don't know.
Injured, broken, and honestly, out of sync. Right, that's another big problem. Yeah. Is we're out of sync.
Well, that's what I mean.
When you're out of sync, it this is the kind of games you get. And look, that's enough of that. I can't deal with that anymore. I'm sorry.
But you don't want to.
I will say this: Bills Ravens. That was pretty much what it was hyped up to be. Great game.
Yeah.
In the trenches.
Came back in the end to win that one.
The two quarterbacks with leading rushes for those teams, and that's just what it's going to be. That's just the way it is. So if you are in fantasy football and you haven't learned by now to avoid Baltimore and Buffalo running backs, that's your fault if you're losing.
Shame on you.
I mean, yeah.
Shame on you.
But that was a really good game. Just props to Josh Allen. Looked amazing. I mean, he had that Tecmo Bowl scramble where he just got away from like five tackles and then just still lobbed it in. Patrick Mahomes made going past Tom Brady look easy on Sunday night. So that was just beautiful.
Tom Brady is another thing I wanted to talk about real quick. That's another guy that I think is his last season. Rodgers, their heart is just not in it.
But dude, look at Mike Evans. Oh my God! Without Mike Evans, with and without Mike Evans, Tom Brady is two different animals.
Yeah, but he was still off on passes. He was still, you know, it's just you look at him, you look at his face, his drive is not there like you've seen in the past with Tom Brady. So, I mean, it's just kind of it's one of those things to where I feel like his career is done. I'm like we said earlier, what else does he have to prove to us, right? I mean, he's come back, he's won the MVP, he's won Super Bowls, he has more rings than anybody will ever get. So what does he have left to prove? And the fact that the dude gave up his family for this, I mean, you know, his, you know, divorce is imminent for this guy. That's why he left. You know, that's why he's taking veteran days off at the beginning of the week to try to repair that and still play football. And where it's at, his personal life is eating into his professional career. And I feel like, Tommy boy, it's time to go ahead and just put this thing, just end it, dude. Like this needs to be your last season. You know, start that broadcasting job, get out there and do something. I think this is your last season.
Yeah. I don't think he's broadcasting right away either. I think Giselle's like, nope, you're staying home for a year.
No, they're lawyered up, dude. This is like done. Divorce is imminent in this. But anyway, our picks. We both went 3-1 this week. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yay.
I think that brings me to 12-7. 12. No, that's wrong.
That was before last week.
No, I upped those scores already. So 12-4, and you're 10-6. Yes. So, yeah, updated that. So that's updated.
All right. So this week, I've got these cats right here. I'm taking Miami over the Jets, Cincinnati over Baltimore. Washington is going to edge out Tennessee. Am I upset-ish? I guess that's an upset pick, whatever. Yeah, and I think Philly's going to stay hot. I think they stay undefeated over Arizona. I think it's close, but I still think Philly is just – they're white hot right now. Their offense is clicking. Their defense is clicking. There's really no weaknesses in that team. They are one of the best teams of football right now, if not the best.
Yeah, there you go. That's the shocker. all right, so this week I have Denver over Indy, Jacksonville over Houston – the Rams over Dallas and Tampa over Atlanta. I went all home team on this one. No real big shock except maybe the Rams over Dallas because Cooper Rush is hot right now. You want to talk quarterback controversy? You got one there.
I mean, Cooper Rush is going to be starting for somebody next year. So,
yeah. But there you go. That's my picks. We said dumb stupid head. I'm giving that to DK Metcalf for mid game poops.
I mean, dude, I can't even do anything but laugh at that. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I posted on our thing a TikTok that was made today. I did that. It's pretty funny. Check it out on the page. It's DK.
Okay, so here's a question: does Odell end up in Green Bay before we go?
There's no telling where Odell's going to end up. This is a lottery that I don't know if anybody really wants to win. You know, I mean, the dude's just shopping himself around right now. Like, who's going to be the best team?
If you think about it, that's probably the best fit for him because he's going to be with a bunch of young receivers, right? You got Dobbs and Scanlon. Get them some attention.
He's not looking for a fit. He's looking for a one-year deal to go win another Super Bowl. So he's already said it. He's looking at, I want to be on the best team, you know, so I can win another Super Bowl. So if that's the case, he end up in Philly or in right now he would end up in Philly or Buffalo.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to end up in Buffalo, but.
Yeah. But that's it. I got nothing left. Nothing else to say. Quick show tonight. You know, check us out on the major platforms, Apple, Google, you know, for the podcast. If you don't want to look at our faces, then I don't blame you. We're here on video on our Facebook, Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube. Check it out there. You know, I post stuff up on every now and then. I'll throw up a little TikTok or something like that. So check that out on TikTok. I'm at the Fifth Down Captain, you know, on TikTok. And that's it, man. That's all I got.
All right, guys. Well, thank y'all as always. Peace out.
Deuces.